And settling in the posture you have chosen for this meditation. And I would encourage you to really find a cozy, comfortable posture. So if you have a blanket around, you could even wrap that around your legs or even around your shoulders, or put something on your feet. So really taking the time to settle in this cozy posture, which is relaxed and alert at the same time. And if there is one or two movements that your body asks you to do, you can do that too. Rolling your shoulders or your head. And being very gentle with yourself and listening to your body, what it needs. So really taking the time to perform this shoulder roll or head turn or whatever it is that you would like to do. And then also listening to your body on what kind of posture it ends up. And making it 10 or even 20% more comfortable. And as you sit, notice the sitting, feeling the contact points of your feet with the ground, and exploring these contact points, noticing if there is a sense of grounding, of being grounded in the earth, to your feet. And also feeling the contact point of your buttocks and back and legs with the chair. And noticing if there is a sense of centeredness or groundedness when you focus on these contact points. And also your hands, feeling your hands. With each other or your legs. And checking in with the body. If there are areas of tension that you might want to release. We often hold so much unnecessary tension in the body. And that's why it's worthwhile to check from time to time. Is my face relaxed? The part between the eyebrows, the jaws? Can I let go a little here? Are the shoulders hanging? Is there a way to let go a little in the shoulders? How about the back? Are there any unnecessary tensions you can let go of? Maybe you can let go with the out-breath. And noticing the chest and the belly. If there is any unnecessary tension. and the pelvis. Relaxing with the out breath. Softening your arms and legs, fingers and feet and toes. Feeling your whole body is sitting here. And in this meditation, I invite you to focus in particular on what feels safe and well. So noticing any pleasant or neutral sensations in the body. The absence of pain is already something positive. There might be areas that hurt or are tense, tight, but there might be other parts of your body that feel all right. So noticing the absence of pain in certain areas, feeling more right than wrong in the body. And also noticing the space around you, the fact that you are in your apartment or house with walls around you, keeping you safe from any threat and the cold and the rain. So noticing the sense of being protected, being safe. And also being safe here in this virtual room that we are in together. These friendly people who meditate together on a regular basis. And also if you're listening to this recording, knowing that you are part of this community. So noticing all these aspects of feeling safe, no threat, no immediate threat right now. You can let go of unnecessary bracing and guarding, tensing up. Maybe noticing that the temperature is all right in your house or apartment. It's warm enough. Maybe noticing that the breathing is going all right. So noticing all of this. And if you like, you can add some extra aspects helping you to feel safe and protected. For example, imagining walls around you or a shield, a protective shield that you control. You control whatever enters through this fence or wall or shield. And whatever you don't like, you can send out again. Or maybe you would like to imagine allies, people keeping you safe on your side. If you are a religious person, that could be the divine. It can also be a teacher or a relative or friend supporting you, being there for you. So however you do it, calling up this feeling of being safe. And letting it become a physical feeling. Feeling it in the body. Again, checking in with the body if there's any tensing up. Letting go with the out-breath. Maybe noticing that with every out-breath, you sink a bit deeper into your chair or mat. You become a bit more heavy, a bit more relaxed. And if there are any distractions or thoughts about not being so safe, any worries coming up, you can notice them. They are part of the process. But then deliberately deciding to not engage in them, let them pass, and focus on the feeling of being safe and protected. And just sitting here with this physical feeling of being safe, protected, cozy. Making it richer and stronger. Noticing if there are any feelings related to it. And naming them. For example, calm or relief or gratitude, relaxation. If you like, breathing in feelings of calm, safety, relaxation, and breathing out unnecessary feelings of worry and fear, tensions. And just sitting here, focusing on your breathing. Noticing the letting go. Noticing also how this might be relevant to you in these times. Letting this feeling of being safe and protected sink into you more and more, as if it was warm water in a bath, gentle rain falling onto you, or the warmth of the sunshine spreading all over your body. And if other feelings occur that are not so pleasant, just noticing them. It's okay, they can be here too. While deliberately trying to increase these feelings of feeling safe and protected. And finally, just sitting here, aware of your body, breathing, if you like, focusing on the breath at the level of the belly for the remaining time, with this feeling of being calm, safe, and protected. Coming back over and over again to your breath. And noticing how things are now inside of you. Noticing what's there right now. And maybe taking an intention to deliberately check from time to time during your day if there is any unnecessary bracing, tensing up, if your mind is lost in the future and worrying, and then coming back to the present moment where very often things are quite all right. And tapping into this feeling of being safe and protected.